you know, that's our next opponent. So, you know, early in the week, Tuesday coming in, we know we have a great opportunity after, you know, the past four games and where we stand at. It couldn't be no better game to go to New York. A team we're very familiar with. You know, they're 0-4 and we're 1-3. So it's a great opportunity for ourselves, and, you know, that's all we can do is really look forward to that.
Sean, you heard the questions to Mike. You heard those questions to Mike. Why haven't you had the type of week these past two games that you had earlier in the season?
I mean, honestly, you know, we're going out there and doing things, you know, similar to what we've done early in the season. You know, some the first two games of the season had some good success there. You know, but, you know, one thing, as you see in this league, you know, teams study, teams make adjustments, and, you know, that's just a part of, you know, where we're at right now. I think, you know, everybody saw what we've done the first couple games and, you know, really tried to adjust to it and done a great job. But, you know, as far as, you know, me being able to go out there and still be productive, you know, I feel I'm able to go out there and be in the right position and do what I need to do to, you know, help out any way possible. That's what my job is. That's what I do. That's what type of receiver I am. So, I mean, I don't feel teams are taking me out. I don't, you know, feel like I'm being shut down or none of that. But, you know, just as far as the numbers and things really haven't been, you know, the same the past two games. But, you know, I'm here to go out there, still work and do what I need to do. And, you know, at times it does get frustrating going through games and, you know, not really having a production or not being able to bring to the table what I'm able to bring to the table. But, I still have to keep working and do what I need to do, and any opportunity presents itself to myself, I just have to be ready for it.
Mike said other guys need to take pressure off you a little bit. Do you agree with that, and how can they do that?
I mean, honestly, man, you know, it's a team sport. It's a team game. You know, we have 10 other players out there on the field that's doing their, you know, jobs and, you know, busting their butt to get open and to make plays and, you know, to block and to run, you know, and Vic has a, you know, a big responsibility on him making reads and, you know, him getting the ball out of his hands at the right time and, you know, do what he needs to do in this offense. But, you know, as far as the production that other guys are, you know, producing or putting up, you know, it's not really for me to speak for. You know, I just know everybody's contributed. Everybody, you know, needs to just come together and just figure it out. Us being 1-3, I mean, definitely is disappointing to myself and to the, you know, the rest of the teammates and the rest of the organization. We feel we're a better team and, you know, we have a lot of talent here, but, you know, we just got to really put it beside us and not really talk about it. Just go out on the field and really put up and produce. So, you know, here we are, you know, going this week to play a you know, division rival game. And, you know, we feel pretty good about where we stand still in our division. So, you know, that's all we could really look forward to. We, you know, played a couple of AFC teams that was pretty tough that, you know, in my eyes, probably should have won, but you can't really look back at it. But, you know, it is what it is. We just got to move forward and continue to go on.
To the best of your ability in the structure of this offense as we see it right now?
I mean, you know, honestly, the first couple of games, I guess you could say yes. The past couple, you know, it's just been some little struggles, you know, regardless of what the play calls are or, you know, what positions I'm being put in. But, you know, I feel the offense definitely has, you know, the right, how can I say it best, has the right plays, has the right, you know, scheme. And, you know, it's just really got to get back to, you know, trusting into it and believing into it. You know, I guess we probably played two pretty good corners the past couple of games where, in my eyes, I still feel I could get open and do things I need to do to win on them guys. But, you know, just the opportunities wasn't really there as much as, you know, it was in the first couple of games. So, you know, I just really hope I can get back to the opportunities and just, you know, taking shots downfield, doing what it is we need to do to be able to go out there and beat guys. And, you know, I honestly don't feel there's no, you know, one man that could really stop me in this league. You know, when teams are rolling safeties over and doing things like that. So, you know, it's just things we have to work inner circle and figure it out. But, you know, I'm confident that, you know, Chip will do a great job and Pat will, you know, put me in great positions to still be out there and be successful.
It seemed like early on they were getting you in different situations in the backfield, bubble screens, moving you around a lot more. Yeah. Is that what's going to have to happen to get you back in the offense more productive?
I mean, that's what we've been doing. We still have been doing that. You know, like Vic talked about, you know, the bubble screens and things like that. Teams are really just, you know, sticking three guys out there and, you know, playing press coverage. So the bubble screen, that's kind of how you take that away. So, I mean, but still, you know, you have our run game is still putting up, you know, big time rush yards and things like that. So it's almost like you pick your poison. You know, I just think as an offense, we just have to do a better job of converting, really not having penalties. And, you know, when we're in a red zone, instead of taking 3 points, we have to, you know, score 7. So, you know, we can help our defense out a lot too, and vice versa. You know, we help them out, they help us out, you know, all around, special teams and all. I mean, just feel we have to be a better, you know, team, and we have to play, you know, good in all three phases of the game. So, you know, we know what it is. That's why we're here Tuesday working, probably why the average team is, you know, at home relaxing. So we understand what it is, and we understand what we got, you know, in front of us.
As a follow-up to that, your first catch the other day came when you moved inside. Mm-hmm. Is that an area you can do more than you've done recently?
Yeah, I feel very comfortable in the slot, in the side. So, you know, early in the season, that's kind of been the same thing, you know, being in the slot, you know, having mismatched guys as far as linebackers and safeties guarding me as well, too. So, you know, whatever it is, like I said, I could do it. I don't shy away from going away from the middle, things like that, people probably say. So, whenever my number's called and whatever it is I have to do, that's what I'm going to do for my team.
So they see more man in press coverage against you. Mm-hmm. Is that what you've seen as well? And also, how do you feel like you've done in those situations?
The past 5 years, that's what I've been praying for people to play me man. You know, in the past, you know, everybody's been playing zone and doing different things, too high safety. So, you know, now that we have this offense that it is now, and, you know, we're getting more man coverage, you know, that's what I love, man. So I go out there and do my job to get open, and at the same time, it's not only myself, like Mike said, you know, it has to be all around. You can't really just put one thing on one person. So, you know, it goes into, you know, the blocking, the schemes, you know, and you know, me just going out there and really getting open. But I say we'll continue to go out there and do what we need to do. As far as any schemes any, you know, teams are doing, I don't think it's, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. It's, you know, basic man coverage, and you know, we just have to give ourselves the opportunities where we go out there and, you know, challenge these guys.
How would you describe the comfort level after four games with this system?
Very comfortable with the system. You know, we all did so much in the offseason and, you know, working to really understand, you know, ins and outs of this offense. And, you know, not only that, but going out there on the field and, you know, putting in the work to be able to understand where you need to be certain plays and certain times. So, you know, as a full offense, I think everybody's, you know, got the scheme down packed. I think everybody knows where they need to be, timing, and, you know, it's really an up-tempo pace. So, I mean, that's where we have to really take advantage of. You know, sometimes once a big play is made, we all have to do a better job of getting back up to the line of scrimmage and, you know, using our tempo to, you know, what we use it for. That's to really catch other defenses off guard. So as long as we're able to continue to do that and not get laxed and, you know, go out there and still put pressure on defenses, I think, you know, it should work.
When teams work to take you out against, what are you doing to kind of adjust to that? I mean, are you doing anything extra to study and film, or is there things that you can do on your own account just to get teams from taking you out?
I mean, you know, a lot of times it's really hard to figure out what a team is going to do, you know, especially watching film and versus other teams. And then, you know, we come into the game and they showing us totally different looks. So, you know, we watch a lot of film, ton of film, you know, day in and through day night. So, you know, it's just one of the things where you just got to be patient. You got to go out there. You can't force things. And, you know, when your time comes, you just have to make the best out of opportunity. So, you know, stand patient when the opportunity comes.
Thank you. Yeah.